Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning forever grateful for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love. We thank you so much for this day that you have made and for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you that just as you spoke to the waters, just as you spoke to the sea, you said, peace be still. And Father, because your word is the same yesterday and forever, we speak to Hurricane Harvey right now, and we call it peaceful. We call it calm in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity to get together this morning. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Father, and for the Diez de Leon family. We thank you, oh, Lord, that they heard your voice and they were obedient to the mandate, which is why we are all here today. Oh, God, you told us to call those things that be not as though they were. So we're calling that storm to turn around in the name of Jesus. We're calling that hurricane to turn around in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the word of God that's going to come forth. We pray, oh God, for the voice piece for your messenger. Father, that the word will be delivered with clarity and that we have listening ears and we are receptive of it. Father, now we bind Satan in the name of Jesus because he or nor any of his cohorts has any place on this phone, on this call. They are kicked out, veto, gag order on them. And we give you praise, oh God. So we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. And we thank you, Lord, that you have given us, you've let us know that there's not a whole lot to figure out when we trust you. We give you praise and we call it done. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just know I love me some you. Now go out and have a blessed day today. Don't leave before you hear the word. So, and I'm going to now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, my big sister, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, lovely. God bless you.
God bless you. Love your energy. Love you so much, you all. That's my big sister. That is the woman who has been a mentor of mine since I was a teenager. Just a beautiful person inside and out. Prayer warrior. Love you so much, Minister Willa. God bless
you. Love you, my sister. God bless you.
And I love that tag, Minister Willa, not much to think about. When we submit and put things into the hands of the Lord and just trust him completely with our life, it's not much to figure out. So I love that. And today is Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I encourage you to stay tuned and stay along with us for part two. We have a part one and part two of our call. And part two is committed to praying with you and for you. So if you're dealing with a situation, we really want to encourage you to stay on the line so that we can pray with you and pray for you. Well, this is Minister Ada Grace from Brooklyn greeting you. And if this is your first time dialing into the Master's Call, I'd like to take an opportunity and just tell you a little bit about our call and ministry. It was founded by two dynamic and amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. And these two women of God saw it necessary, and so they have a statement that we have been living by is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So every Monday through Friday, regardless of the weather, regardless of the holiday, we have been here coming up now close to almost 7 years. Can you believe it? Founded back on October 25th of 2010. Our scripture for this ministry is based on the division of Psalms, the division of 88 Psalm, verse 13. And I like to read that for you coming out of the New International Version. It says, "But I cry to you for help, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And as you heard Minister Willa pray us, seat us and greet us this morning and pray. And we're also going to have part two of our prayer call. And we end every call with prayer as well. Now, for more information on our speakers, on our ministry, and how you can share a comment, or you can go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, and you can read the entire bios of all of our amazing ministers and pastors and speakers. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to join our team, we want you to know we really could use a few more men and women of God to join us here on the Master's Call. Just imagine a daily call where we need greeters, as you heard Minister Willard so graciously do, or if you like to host the call, which is what you hear me doing, or if God has downloaded a word for you to share with the masses, we don't want you to keep that word to yourself. So get in touch with us. You can do so by sending us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, the common thread that brought most of us together is through a phenomenal and amazing company, Artist International, now under the heading of Artist Life, founded by the Diaz de Leon family almost 27 years ago. In fact, we're getting ready to celebrate next month in Las Vegas, September 22nd through the 24th. You want to be there. It's going to be amazing. The Diaz de Leon family is working very diligently with the corporate office to make sure that it is an awesome, awesome event. And if you, the date for that conference is September 22nd through the 24th. We'll have an opportunity meeting on the Friday. We'll have a full day of training and recognition on Saturday. And then on Sunday morning, we're going to have church. You don't want to miss it. We're our own co-pastor, Lavana Lewis, will be bringing forth the word. Well, I will come to you at the end of this call, but I am want to get out of the way because we have an awesome, awesome lady that is absolutely no stranger to our call. She is the super fantastic lady. She is a newlywed. She is a woman of God who has traveled the world. She has served in the armed service. She has been the only ambassador of Artist International, and she is one of our co-founders with the Master's Call. She's a mother and a grandmother, and as I said, a newlywed. She is Mrs. Lester Patton now. She's a great speaker of the word, has been really sharing with us on the power of the choices you make. And so it is my delight, my pleasure, and my honor to bring to the front of the line to continue her series on choices. So without any further delay, I present to some and introduce to others none other than one of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Are you there, my dear?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dr. P.K. Take it away. You know I love you.
I love you, and thank you so very much. Thank you for that kind introduction this morning. I really, really am happy to be on this call providing ministry this morning. I feel happy down to my sanctified toes, for real I do. I thank God for Minister Willa and that tag, not much to figure out. Friday, and it's not much to figure out. You're absolutely right. We figure too much sometimes. I thank you for that tag today. I do honor and thank God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, my sidekick, and I also want to honor our own Mother Josie, because I realize more and more this particular week that we have a real large growing population in those who are living closer and closer to that year of 100. And that just blesses my heart, blesses my soul as I hear those asking me to pray for their uncles who are 97 years old and aunts who are 94 and 95. And I'm saying, oh, my God. People really are living longer, and we have much, much more to do. I also want to say to you this morning that this is a special message that I'm dedicating to my friend, Mrs. D. Ely, who completed her 20 treatments of radiation for breast cancer on yesterday. And I tell you, when I remember the first day she told me that she had been diagnosed with breast cancer, how my throat just almost closed up and I just couldn't hardly talk. But and when she told me she had to do 20 of these things, but it just yesterday reminded me of what we say a lot, and we don't really realize what we mean when we say the best way to, the only way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time, but the best way to live this life is one day at a time, for real. I also want to honor my babe who's on the line today, and this message just brought so many thoughts of him into my mind from day one. And so you'll understand why when I tell you what my subject is. Let us pray. Oh, holy God, as we come this morning, we come, first of all, giving you thanks because this indeed is a beautiful day that you've given us, whether it is overcast with Harvey looming over the heads of those who are there in his path, or whether it is those who are on the road coming our way, that we have already gotten calls to pray for, are those of us who are sitting here looking out our windows saying, Harvey, where, what? Because it is so beautiful here. God, you are an awesome God. So we ask that you calm our hearts no matter where we are sitting here in the midst of whatever. You are God who can do all things. There's nothing too hard for you to do. And so we bless your name now. We give you honor. We take our eyes off our circumstances. We take our eyes off our surroundings, and we cast our eyes and our hearts to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help coming from thee, O Lord. We love you, and we thank you now. Speak to our hearts in these few moments that we have together. Give us something that we can chew on that will make our lives just a little bit better. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. And every heart say amen, amen, and amen. I do love you all today. I love this TMC family. I thank God that we are walking over into 7 years of this ministry. Consistency means something. Faithfulness means everything to God. Over these past few months, we've been talking about the precious gift of choice. We have addressed how we make decisions to start. We can choose to stop, choose to stay, choose to go. But today, we are going to look at the gift to serve, choosing to serve. Our scripture, and we are going to get right into our scripture this morning, because I have so much that I want to share with you. But before I even begin, I'm letting you know that I'm not going to finish serving today. I'm going to do some on serve today, and I'm going to talk about the gift to serve on Monday. So you can exhale a little bit with me and know that you're going to get some good stuff to chew on today, but you're going to get the rest of it on Monday. Maybe finishing service on Monday, and then I have about three other choices we're going to talk about, and we will have finished this series. I am enjoying this series. I really am, because it just reminds me that I have to make a choice every day. I have to choose whether I'm going to get up out of bed or whether I'm going to stay in bed. I can make that choice because I'm retired. If I feel like getting up, I can get up. If I don't, I don't have to, but I choose to. Hey, glory to God. I thank you for the freedom of choice today. John 4, we're going to begin in the 31st verse. In the meantime, the disciples pressed him, Rabbi, eat. Aren't you going to eat? He told them, I have food to eat you know nothing about. The disciples were puzzled. Who could have brought him some food? Jesus said, the food that keeps me going is that I do the will of the one who sent me, finishing the work that he started. As you look around right now, you wouldn't you say that in about 4 months it would be time to harvest? Well, I'm telling you to open your eyes and take a good look at what's right in front of you. These Samaritan fields are ripe. It's harvest time. Time to serve. Well, you all, my many, many lessons in the schoolroom of servitude came for me in the year of 1979, when I proudly and humbly entered Denny's restaurant with my Denny's uniform on, my coffee pot in hand, and a rehearsed question that I was to ask each and every customer. Would you like coffee, please? And what would you like to order from our scrumptious menu? You see, this was an humbling experience because here I am with an earned master's degree, and I say that because we have so many people who buy these degrees off the computer these days, because I've never seen so many people with doctors and masters of divinity and all of these titles in front of their names. I had my master's of divinity degree. I was standing in Denny's restaurant because no one wanted what I thought. Nobody wanted an educated, black, tongue-speaking, Southern woman, outspoken, in their pulpit. No, nobody wanted me. Nobody really wanted me. And so, therefore, the doors were closed in my face. And I didn't know what else to do, but I knew I wanted a job. I couldn't just sit around and do nothing. I had a degree. I was energetic and healthy, and I needed a job. So the only job I could find holding my earned master's degree in my hand was a job at Denny's, paying a very low minimum wage, and I would have to be very nice to get tips to make it worth my going to work. But little did I know that my greatest lessons about service would take place on the floor of that Denny's restaurant. The very first lesson I learned was, it's not about me or what's in my coffee cup. It's all in my offering. You see, I was to offer coffee to every customer, every person I was assigned to. I was assigned tables. And everybody who sat at my table, I was to go and ask them, would you like coffee, ma'am? Would you like coffee, sir? Some would, of course, say, yes. Looking at me, puzzled, why would you ask? Why do you think I come to Denny's? I want that coffee. Some would look at me and say, no, I never drink coffee. And some would say, let me try a little. I don't drink it, but just give me a little some. Let me just taste some. It didn't matter what the response was from my former customers. The question that I was to ask the very next customer was the same. Would you like some coffee, sir? Would you like some coffee, ma'am? What would you like to have from my scrumptious menu today? I ask you this morning, how many of you make the offering of Christ on a daily basis, weekly basis, or even a monthly basis? Let's bring it on home. How many of you make the offering to the people that you meet? Would you like some De Leon coffee, which I just finished my cup this morning? Would you like to sip a little of it. Try a little bit. How many coffee sips do you have on a weekly basis? Would you like to try on my body magic, the best foundation wear for men and women in the country? Would you take a little sip of my liquid gold antioxidant, Levis, which is going to absolutely deliver you from the toxins in your body and the free radicals? Oh, you all, the lesson, that lesson has served me well. Because I realized that it was not all about me, because at first I was feeling rejected when folk would say, no, I don't want no coffee. Just give me some toast and bring me some juice. I said, but our coffee is good. Hey, glory to God. It is not about us. It is all about making the offering. It is not about you being rejected. When someone look at you and say, I'm not ready for this Jesus thing that you are talking about. I'm not ready. Oh, I had to really embrace that with my own daughter. Oh, you know, we raised our children in the church. But the gift of choice is what I'm talking about, you all. The gift of choice is not one that you force on somebody. It is recognizing that each and every individual is given the same gift to choose. Your responsibility, hey, glory to God, somebody ought to say, I got this thing this morning, hallelujah. My responsibility is not to force what I want, to force my artist products on anybody, to force my Jesus on anybody, hallelujah. It is just to offer it. Oh, glory, it's all in the offering, hallelujah. It's all in me opening my mouth and saying, would you like? I would like to offer you. Do you understand what it is that I am offering you? Some would ask me, do you have caffeinated or decaffeinated? That would give me an opportunity to further explain what I had in my pot, what I could bring from another pot. You all, it's not about what's in the pot. It's not about you feeling rejected. It's all in the offering. That's number one. Number two, let me tell you that the gift of service and servitude, choosing to go out and put yourself in second place, glory to God, and stop thinking about what is good for you today and thinking about what is good for somebody else, is also a lesson that I learned on the floor of that Denny's restaurant. Our God is a good God. Yes, he is. Let me tell you, he is a God who will guard our steps and guide our steps. When we use the scripture that says all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose, we need to recognize that it means all things, not some things. All things, not things that feel good and things that we like. All things, not things that we understand and that we can really embrace. Somebody ought to help me this morning and say, all things. So when he calls us to a place of service that we don't like, I want you to know that I did not like being in that place of servitude. Oh, Lord, there go my alarm telling me that it's all over for you today. But I want you to come back on Monday because I got some more good stuff to share with you. I want to talk to you on Monday about having it your way and how the culture has loosed on us that demonic thought that we can have it our way. Because that is not what our scripture says. Our scripture that I read to you today, and I want you to chew on it over the weekend, it lets us know that there is a food that we are being offered by Jesus, that we are to chew on that will help us as he guards our steps and guides our footpath. Back to you, my dear Sister Ada, as we close out for today.
Well, praise God, Dr. PK. I want to thank you so much, and I can absolutely relate to you as a waitress. I waited tables for many years in various capacities, so it's a choice to serve. Amen. I will be calling you back to close us out for part one of this call. We do have part one and part two. It is Friday, but at this time, will you join me in a word of prayer? Gracious Father, we come before you this morning, first, foremost, giving you thanks for this brand new day, for the brand new mercies that you have bestowed upon us this morning. We thank you for the woman of God today and her word. It is a choice to serve. It is a choice to choose you, Lord God. We make these many, many choices throughout the day, but the most important one is when we choose to make you our Savior and Lord. So we thank you for the woman of God. We pray that you pour back virtue to her. We pray that you continue to bless her marriage and her family and all that she put her hands and mind to her ministry, Lord God. We thank you. Now, Father God, we want to remember in prayer today Mr. James Flanagan. We continue to lift up Mr. Flanagan for that he is healed and whole. We continue to lift up and call out the name Ms. Kendra Carter. She has defied the odds. To God be the glory. So many people counted her out. The medical profession still is amazed, but we continue to believe, God, for that you are a miracle-working God. So we continue to call out Kendra Carter. We also want to thank you, Lord God, for the progression of healing and restoration of health in our very own Minister Jackie Henderson and Minister Robin Wilson and also Minister Kai Brown. And, Lord, anyone else that I may not know of that is dealing with some type of issue, Lord, I thank you even for relieving me of some pain that I had this week, Lord God, in my help. You are an awesome God, so I thank you. I thank you, and I also want to lift up anyone in a season of bereavement, Lord God, that you would give them the comfort and peace that only you can give. And so, Lord, we are continue to, just as you told the winds to be still, we call in Harvey to be still and to not destroy and destroy, cause any type of destruction here in our country. So we call out under the authority that you have given us that peace be still, Harvey be still, hurricane, whatever it is, Lord, let them go right back into the water in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and our precious Mother Josie. We ask that you continue to bless and keep them. And then, Lord, as we also want to lift up the Diaz de Leon family as we are preparing for our conference in Las Vegas, we ask, God, that you make a way, Lord God, for so many people who have a desire to come from the time that they need off from work, for the money that they need for the expenses to go. To travel. Lord, you make a way. Let us come together and share rooms and make it happen. Let us work with our teams, Lord, so it can be an awesome event. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen. Well, like you, I don't know if you like me, but I like to listen to the playback over the weekend. So the playback for this call is 712-432-1085 with the same access code that you dialed in this morning, 957-677-POUND. Now, immediately following this call is our morning motivational call, 712-770-4005, access code to 94617-POUND. If you have Metro PCS or T-Mobile, please dial the bridge number first, 857-957-1147, so that you're not charged for these calls. We'd like to thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting God's people this morning and opening us up in prayer. And Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, thank you for that rich, rich word. It is a choice to serve. It's not about us. It's all in what we're offering. Are we offering Christ? What a great, great word. Looking forward to the part two that you will bring us on Monday. But at this time, will you come on back and give us our closing benediction for part one of our call?
in your presence. Oh, Holy God, as we leave this call, we leave not your presence, but we step into the service that you are calling us into on today. We love you. We thank you that you have chosen us. You have called us for such a time as this to serve in your kingdom. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day. Realize that God really is in charge. Bye-bye.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are able to remain on the line for part two, we want to bring on our other founder, co-founder of The Master's Call. She is a woman of excellence. She is efficient. She is smart, and she knows some people, okay? I'm speaking of none other than Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon from Prayer Review, Texas. Dr. Vanessa, are you on the line this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Ada, for hosting our call today. So love and appreciate you and all that you do. Thank you to Minister Willa, our prayer warrior. So glad you're safe and recovering out there in Tampa, Florida. Love that tag this morning. And to my co-founder, thank you for that rich word and choosing to serve under your choices series, and we do look forward to continuing to sit and receive this teaching even next week. So we appreciate and love you and send love to your new beau, Mr. Lester. We so appreciate all that you do. And to our entire TMC family, good morning, good morning, good morning again. And we know what today is. It's Friday, true to our call each and every Friday that we've done for the last 6.5+ years. Every Friday we take the time, we make the time to open up the queue and take your prayer requests. I've just opened up the queue. So if you have a prayer request, if you have a praise report, we want you to come on the line now. All you have to do is hit *6, then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue. And for many of us on this Texas coast, we understand our authority as believers to speak to the winds and the waves, and we are truly speaking this morning with Hurricane Harvey threatening to hit the coast. But we know our God is greater, and we know the winds and the waves must submit to the name and to the authority of Jesus Christ. So we are praying. We're praying for the wisdom for people as they are obedient to take ground, take safety, and just operate in wisdom during this season, and just praying for absolutely no fatalities, and that for God to definitely be in charge. So that's one of our prayers. And then we're also praying for the upcoming Artists United Conference that's coming up. We are definitely continuing to bombard heaven and pray for all of us, for Traveling Mercies in advance, for the Monte Carlo Hotel to be converted and changed into what it needs to be, a place of power and God's presence. And for all those who desire to come, we're praying for those finances to come in, for the time off, just for all the details that are necessary. I've been really praying about every speaker who'll get on the stage, that God will download into them what he would have them to say, to pour out to the people that will be there. We're lifting up our very own Pastor LaVonya Lewis. She has been with the Master's Call since the beginning of the Master's Call, and we're in her city where she was born and raised. We'll be in Las Vegas, so we felt led to definitely have her bring the word. She's very excited about ministering an on-time word to us that Sunday morning, so we're already praying for that. So we definitely want to keep that in prayer, and you heard Miss Ada pray, and we are definitely continuing to lift up in prayer our dear Kendra Carter there in Maryland, as well as James Flanagan, King Reggie's father, keeping him lifted up in prayer. I think most of you all heard our Silver Fox yesterday as she continues to recover. She's in therapy right now, her physical therapy, as we continue to pray for Jackie as her shoulder is healing. And our dear Minister Kai, also to pray for her. She'll have some minor surgery on Monday to keep her lifted up in our prayers. And I know it was one more who was Jackie Kai. Ada, we're glad she's feeling better from her pain yesterday. So we're going to continue to pray for her. If I've missed anyone, and especially in our artist family, keeping them covered and lifted up. Oh, Minister Willa, from recovering from her car accident, we're definitely so grateful that all she was a little sore, but we're still praying for her complete recovery. So God has been good to us. Again, all we need you to do is hit *6, then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue. I know you had come into the queue earlier, co-founder. Was it something you wanted us to pray for?
Absolutely. Wanted to praise for the fact that my grandbabies started school this week, and they were all excited. Had an opportunity to see them via FaceTime, and it was just good to see how they are growing and everything. But yesterday they were last night, Lord, they were so upset. They were on the bus and saw one of their schoolmates get hit by a cab, and JD just kept saying, Gigi, they hit him. He was on the ground bleeding. Just praying, asking that you pray for that baby. 8-year-old, it was already in the news last night. DeVolit sent it to me. And pray for my babies, because they were excited about the fact they were going to be riding the bus by themselves for the first time. You know, nobody, they were all excited about that. And so I want us to pray that the fear will not set in, and that they will have the holy boldness to go forth and know that, and to just be careful and to just be watchful and to know that God is going to keep them. They were all upset, DeVola and all of them, calling here for me to comfort them on yesterday and last evening. But I know God is a God here, there, and everywhere. So that's my prayer request today.
All righty. We've got that down, and definitely we'll be praying for them as we pray for all the children that are returning back to school and their safety, especially in these school zones that drivers are sensitive and pay attention as the kids are in crosswalks, and just for the safety of all of our children. Amen. All righty. If there's anyone else before we go to prayer, again, you hit *6, then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue. We're definitely praying for end of month for everybody. All right. I see our minstrel praise and worship, Miss Minister Sharon Sowers from Houston down there. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. You're unmuted on our end, Minister Sharon.
Okay, I was just talking and I was muted. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, and my TMC family. I just love y'all, man. I was in the queue earlier and then I got out, but then I said, you know, I need to speak it out. I'm concerned about my mom and my father-in-law who refuse, both of them, to leave where they are. And, you know, during this time with whatever the name is of this storm. And
yeah,
so
Harvey.
I'm just, Harvey. And so both of them are being stubborn, and I'm just praying for their safety and the blood of Jesus covering over them both, and there's nothing we can do about it. So, but trust God. So I'm asking for prayer for them and his protection around them, both of them in their separate areas, because they refuse to let us bring them at least with us. So, and for everybody that's in the path of this storm, the protection of God over them.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
And I know exactly where you are about whenever the last big hurricane was and there was a mass exit out of Houston, we went through the same thing with my parents who refused to leave this house, and we were trying to get them to let us come get them and take them back to Dallas. And, I mean, they dug their heels in. So I was able to at least convince them to go on campus and go down in that basement where they had a shelter set up. But I know a lot of these elderly, they just will not leave where they are, and it cannot always be safe. But we're speaking to the winds and the wave. Harvey's got a name that has to bow as a hurricane to the name of Jesus. So what are your parents' names again so we can call them out by name?
My mom's name is Ethel.
Ethel, okay.
And my father-in-law's name is Johnny.
Okay, well, we will definitely be calling them out in by name. But I definitely understand, and that's one of the biggest concerns, is a lot of these elderly will not leave where they are. And we're just praying. We can definitely pray and believe God for his protection and praying for your peace, Minister Sharon, through it all. So I appreciate that, and that goes for a lot of us who have loved ones and family members that we are praying for with this storm, with the wisdom of God. So, all right, I've got that, and I do thank you. And I'm glad you came back in the queue to let us hear from you. We always love hearing your voice and just love what God's doing in you and through you. Amen. Is there anyone else who wants to hit star 6, then 1, before we go to the Lord in prayer? We have so much going on. We definitely want to pray for America and pray for all that's going on in the White House and the Congress, the Senate, to pray for America. Let me write that down. We've been really seeing a lot of things go on that we never thought we would see in our lifetime. And we really have to just keep our hearts knitted to the Word, and not emotions, and don't pray out of anger, but pray what the Word says for us to pray, and that's to pray for our leaders. And 2 Chronicles 7:14, that we are the only ones as believers when we pray, then things really do turn around. Then we do have the breakthroughs that we desire. All righty, we're going to go on and go to the Lord. Intelligent Holy Spirit, almighty, all-powerful, our El Shaddai, we look to you, for there's no other place we can go. We know you are our source of strength. You are our source of peace. You are our source of wisdom. You are our source of comfort. So we come to you now, Father. We come because we know that you are a God that always hears and answers prayer. You told us in Hebrews to come boldly into the throne room of God. And in that place, in that space, we can obtain the mercy and the grace that we need. So, Father, this day we come. We come with open hearts. We come with open minds. We come hungry as the deer panteth for the water, our soul pants for more of you. We thank you that we know, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, that verse is so real in Romans 8, that you're working all things together for our good and your glory according to our purpose, because we do love you. And we know that you are pulling it all together for our good and your glory. We come to you first, Father God, just thanking you for being so faithful to this call for a place, for a platform where your presence is showed up each and every weekday morning, where your power has been felt. God, where so many precious lives have been blessed by the word of God going forth by the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit. We don't take it for granted. And as we're approaching 7 years, Father, we know there's even greater works that you have for the master's call to do. We speak blessings to each and every person who has been a part of this master's call family since that very first day, October 25th, 2010. And those who got on this morning train and have ridden for different parts of the journey, and those who've been with us the entire time, we speak blessings to their lives. We know that only you know all the lives that have been blessed, enhanced, encouraged, edified by calling in. I thank you for the sweet unity, the koinonia fellowship that the family shares, and we thank you for the frontline warriors, each and every prayer warrior that gives of their time, of their talent, and just their frontline prayers to bombard heaven on our behalf. We thank you for every speaker that's taken the time, made the time to pour into us the word of God, the breath of life. And we thank you this morning for our co-founder as she gave of herself and poured into us this powerful series that you poured into her on choices. Thank you that she reminded us the importance of being a servant, of serving. Jesus came to serve, that the greatest of all is the least of all, that you are making the last first and the first last. And we thank you that we're reminded that even though our flesh may scream when we serve, that's the Jesus way of leadership. Thank you that you're pouring back virtue into her. Continue to stir up the gifts of God in Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Thank you for this awesome season in her life. We bless her and Lester, and thank you for the kingdom building that you're doing in them and through them. Continue to touch her body. We thank you for the praise report that the healing that's going forth and divine health that she's walking in. We just thank you even for her friend who completed the cancer treatments. Cancer is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. And we send the word, the blood of Jesus, the Jehovah Rapha, to every tissue, every cell, every organ in her body. And we call her the healed and the whole in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just thank you that on this call today, as we're choosing to serve, we just thank you that you're giving us the heart and mind of Christ, that it is all about you and that we are about kingdom building. Now, we send the word of healing to Kendra Carter. Brain cancer is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. We send the word of healing to his body, James Flanagan, and we thank you for peace and strength as that you're giving to King Reggie as his caregiver. We thank you even right now as the healing virtue in Jackie flows through that shoulder, and as she's in her therapy and as she's walking out this time of mending, make it better than before her shoulders, and just continue to bless her. We thank you for Kai. We just thank you that pain is a name and it must bow to the name of Jesus. And we thank you that even from these last tests, there's been no disease found. But even with the minor surgery to correct what's out of place, we send that word of healing to her body. I send even a bucket loads of peace to her mind in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our dear minister, Ada, as she hosted our call today. We curse the assignment of the enemy that tried to bring pain amongst her body yesterday. We continue to speak restoration. And I always like to remind the devil, according to Proverbs 6:31, God, that when he's stupid enough to touch us, mess with us, interfere, or cause damage to us, he must, according to your word, the thief, when he's found, has to give it back sevenfold. So I speak into Minister Ada's life, sevenfold restoration, time, peace, and pleasure into her life, her body, for that attack yesterday. Father, we pray for Minister Willa. We thank you for complete healing. We thank you that the hand of God stayed and protected her and her daughter and all those involved with a car accident. And I thank you that she is mending well and healthy and whole. Do a complete work in her in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we call out the name of Harvey, this hurricane. We call and speak to the winds and the waves. You gave us the authority. We cancel your assignment against this Texas coast. We cancel your assignment to bring about destruction. We cancel and curse your assignment at the root to try to bring about death. You have absolutely no jurisdiction or power in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, where they thought it was going to be a Category 3, let it not even be a strong Category 1, not even a real tropical storm. Father, you control the winds and the waves, and rise up in the believers all up and down this Texas coastline, that they operate in the word, that yes, we prepare in wisdom, but we speak the word. We speak what you say about us, that we have jurisdiction, we have authority, that the winds and the waves must obey us. And Father, you said in Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse, that one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000. And as we lock in agreement, as we lock in one accord, we cancel, we curse this hurricane at the root. In the name of Jesus, we cancel the power, the assignment of the eye of the storm now in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by the authority given to us in the name of Jesus. The Father, we pray for all children that have headed back to school. We pray for a blessed school year, for safety on the bus. We just pray for this good learning year and safe environments. We curse and cancel that bullying spirit, but that this be a productive time. Now, we send a special word to Dr. PK's grandkids, and peace to DeVola. As this little 8-year-old child was hit, we just ask for complete healing, Jehovah Rapha, in the name of Jesus. Now we speak peace to Jelani and to her grandson's heart where they had seen this, and that JD, where it will not affect them or scar them, but the peace of God to rule, rest, and reign in their little spirits in the name of Jesus. Now we pray and call out Ethel's name. We call out Miss Mother Elto and Mr. Johnny's name, that all those who are refusing to leave, that they be protected, because that you have a blood hedge of Jesus. We dispatch the ministering angels of God to encamp us around them. We call them safe. Father, we've already spoke to the winds and the waves, and it won't even be as bad and nearly as bad, not dangerous at all. I send the words of shalom peace to Sharon's heart and to her family even right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, for all those many members, young and old, who've been stubborn to not move out of harm's way, you said you have the heart of the king, so the heart of every person in your hand, and you turn it whichever way you will. Turn it toward wisdom. Turn it toward safety. Turn it toward precaution so that not even emergency workers have to go out in any kind of dangerous situation to rescue anybody, but that we all take heed and move in wisdom and safety, and then watch the miracle of God be performed with this storm. So we just speak of protection, no deaths, no deaths in the name of Jesus. But Father, we last pray for America. God, we pray, when we don't understand what you're doing, we just have to pray, and we ask you to surround President Donald Trump. You said in Proverbs 11:14, in a multitude of counsel, there is safety. Father, let him take heed to literally to what he is being counseled to do. This spirit that has just been so cantankerous, and that's not of you, in the most powerful man,
God, you've had many kings and rulers throughout history who had this same rebellious spirit, who had a spirit that was not with a heart that was pure before you. Now, Father, I ask for that Damascus Road spirit that hit him off his high horse and bring him to a place of modesty, a place of truly serving you. And we curse all these spirits of racism, of sexism, of hate, of bigotry. We sever them at the root and send them back into the very pit of hell in the name of Jesus. Father, as a prophet of God, exposure is disclosure. Continue to expose truth. Continue to pull the veil off of people's eyes who've been in deception. Now, Father, the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And though he may fall, he will not be utterly cast down. We speak boldness, right standing into all those who are around who will speak the truth in love. Father, we pray for the Supreme Court. We pray for the Congress, the Senate, that we rise up and speak truth. And Father, even for the deathly silence among many Christians, even history has taught us. The only reason Hitler was able to kill 6 million Jews was Christians were silent. Father, the deafening silence of so many Christians who are not speaking up and speaking out against the atrocities that are going forth even in America. We repent for our attitude. We repent for us getting out of position. And we're asking you to put a boldness for truth in the hearts of those leaders to rise up and to speak the truth in love. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Father, we don't pray against people, we pray against spirits. So spirits of arrogance, spirits of haughtiness, spirits of corruption, spirits of just greed, we curse them at the root in the name of Jesus. Truth be exposed, God. Justice, you roll on, Father. You said, then your word in Micah. Now we hold on to your word. Father, this racist spirit that is raising its ugly head, you curse it at the root. Every tentacle that has tried to reach in different environments, sever it at the root in the name of Jesus. Father, the hatred in people's hearts is not of you. The blood of Jesus. Hate is hate, whether it's white, black, yellow, red, it's wrong, and you do not condone it. Father, give them an upper room experience. Give them upper room experience where all the races come together in one accord and in one spirit. Father, we must, you said, your people, when believers, Christians, when we pray, when we seek your face, when we come humbly before you, put it on the hearts of believers everywhere to pray, to press in, to cry out so that America can be the great land that glorifies you, God, that glorifies you, Lord, that we are not afraid to boldly speak against abortion, to boldly speak against homosexuality, to boldly speak against all things that don't line up with you, but to speak the truth in love. So, Father, as intercessors for the Master's Call, for artist life, for the body of Christ, for America, for the world, let us get in our place. Father, only when we pray does the change come. So we thank you that you're giving us a burden. You're giving us a hunger. You're giving us a desire to stand in the gap and to make up the heads like Ezekiel. Oh, to cry out. And we are doing our part. And then we know, because we've done our part, you'll do that exceeding abundantly above. So, Father, for every prayer request, for every petition, for every praise report that you have given us, we thank you that we know you are intervening, and we know according to Isaiah 55:11, not one word returns void. So we go out this weekend rejoicing, knowing that it's a fixed fight, and we read the back of the book, and we know we win. We go out focused and firm and to be faithful to your word and submitted to your will for our lives. The choices we make will always glorify you. The choice to serve will always be to be your hands extended. The choice we serve to be the light in dark places. The choice that we serve you in spirit and in truth. Now by the blood of Jesus and by the word of God that is forever eternal, we seal this time of intercession, giving you and you alone the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out and have a blessed weekend. Be safe. Look forward to hearing some of you on the new morning motivational call, and others will hear you on Monday when Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton will continue her series on choices. Be blessed. Bye-bye.